We introduced last time the concept of hachzara, putting something back on the fire. We said that the issue is primarily, the issue is it shouldn't look like I'm cooking on Shabbos. We said sometimes the issue is because you are cooking on Shabbos. Like, you put a raw cholent on the fire a minute before Shabbos or 10 minutes before Shabbos and it's not fully cooked. You took it off the fire, you put it back on Shabbos, you cooked on Shabbos. Meaning if you take something raw and put it on the fire, I don't care that it was there a minute ago. You just put something on the fire to cook. That's cooking. So provided that it's cooked, so we have the following conditions in order to do hachzara, to put something back on the fire. And here we're going, it's a little hard because, you know, I'm saying everything as though it's finite. This is the halacha. It's not so simple. In general, it's always best to learn with your own rabbi and... I'm teaching you Ashkenazi. You know, there are Sfardim in the world. So this is one area where there's a machlokas mechaber Ramah. There's a big machlokas, and Yemenites have a totally different halach if they go with the Rambam. So we're going with Ramah. Okay, we're going with Rav Moshe Isser. Let's see, we're going with Ashkenazi. You're Sfardi?
No. I'm Ashkenazi. I just have one question.
Yeah.
One question. If we marry a Sephardi woman,
right? Leave it for Thursday night.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Right.
So, the first condition is when you take it off the fire, you have to have in mind that you're going to put it back on the fire. Meaning, you're going to take something off the plata or off the metal thing that you have on top of your fire if you're in Chutz Laretz. So when you take it off, it has to be very clear, I'm taking it off for the sake of putting it back. This is rabbinic. Rabbi said, condition number one, you have to have in mind to put it back. Condition number two is that you don't put it down. It has to remain in your hand, meaning we want one action here. You took it off, you took out whatever food you wanted, you put it back. So if there's no room, if someone sees you picking up a pot off the table and putting it on the fire, even though the fire's covered, at the end of the day, it could look like you're cooking. So in a classical case where you have a fire and that fire is covered with a metal sheet, you've covered up the fire so you could put it back, and the thing was fully cooked and hot and sitting on that metal sheet or on the plata that's covered up, you take it off the fire, you want to put it back, so you have to have in mind that you're going to put it back and keep it in your hand throughout that time. You can't even put it down. So far so good?
Yeah.
Okay. We mentioned that the fire has to be covered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned, yeah.
What's the status of the electric, you know, those electric ones that kind of heat up? Are those considered covered or not covered?
So when you can see the red, we consider that fire. Mm-hmm. You know, we treat the red like fire. We would say cover it. And even the plata, being that technically the heat element is like really within that metal, so that metal is really the heat element. So we say cover it with something else. Even a plata we would cover. Meaning you'll come to my house, you'll see our plata is covered with tin foil. It's not a big deal, you don't lose anything with it. Quite the contrary, it gives the plata a longer life. Because you can clean it better. I mean, mm-hmm. You never get it dirty. You just, when you're coating with tin foil, so now we'll get to practicum. Let's say you buy yourself a stovetop. And the stovetop, like here in Israel, they sell them with a lid that closes over it. Don't ever, even when it's your first Shabbos married, don't ever think that you could just close that lid and use that as a cover for the fire. The first week we were married, the first week we were home Shabbos, I forgot that we needed something to cover the fire. So my wife tells me, how am I going to leave the pots on the fire? And I say, simple, I'll just close the lid. But I had enough brains to call someone who knew more than me. And she told me, a grandmother of a friend of mine, she said, don't do that. If you want that stove to be around after Shabbos, you don't leave it there. So I'm telling you, I don't know if you'll have a grandmother next to you who you could ask advice for. So you get one of those metal sheets that you cover them. You have to be safe on Shabbos. I mean, if you have a real fire, then you could get for a few shekels. You go to a hardware store here in Israel and you get a thin sheet of metal that you put over it, what's called in English and Yiddish a blech. It's preferable to have a blech that covers the knobs, but not critical, because the idea is to cover the fire. Remember we discussed, the fire is what has to be covered.
And this works for.
And if just one more point, and if you're covering the plata with tin foil, so you have to make sure that you don't take the tin foil all the way down and around the bottom, because then sometimes you can enclose the heat, and the bottom of the plata, as funny as that may sound, may not be built for that type of heat. Meaning you got to be careful when you wrap it around how far you wrap it, because if you go too far around the bottom, then you could ruin the plata from beneath. This is just practical. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Does water need to be on a blast? Did we say that was a different status, or that was the same thing?
Water is the same thing. You want to leave water into Shabbos, you want to leave it on the plata, it has the same halachas. Doesn't matter liquid or solid right now.
Okay.
Again, we're learning this piecemeal. With time, we will get to the halachas. What happens if you have schnitzel that's dry and fully cooked, and you want to heat it up Shabbos morning, or your kugels? Is there any way you could take cold schnitzel and heat it on Shabbos morning? We will learn that as we proceed. But right now we're discussing, I had something on the fire, I want to put it back on the fire. Take it off and put it back on Shabbos. So the way to do that is fully cooked. The food item has to be fully cooked. The fire has to be covered. I have to take it off with the intent of putting it back on, and it has to remain in my hand. And it cannot cool off. It has to be a little bit hot while it's still in my hand. Meaning, let's say I take off hot water, a tea kettle, and I'm pouring everyone tea. So by the time I'm done, chances are it'll still be hot. But let's say it's a kiddush, and I have 300 Machon Meir guys over at my house, and I'm pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring, and after a half hour, I'm still holding it in my hand. I want to put it back on the blech, but the last guy tells me, gee, you're serving cold tea here? If the tea kettle turned cold, if it's really cold, if it's not hot at all anymore, so then I wouldn't be able to put it back. And this is, again, a leniency for us Ashkenazim. Other things we said was astringency, but we're going with Ashkenazim. Now, let's say a person, it's the first Shabbos that he's married. His wife says, honey, we want to eat the soup Shabbos morning. Do me a favor, do you mind holding it so that I could dish out the soup and then you'll put it back on the blech? He says, sure, I know the halacha. We're taking it off the fire, and our intent is to put it back still in a minute. She says, thanks. He's holding it, she takes off the cover, she takes out fills a bowl for him, takes out a bowl, fills it for her, and a minute later she goes to put it on the table, a minute later she hears him in the bathroom. She says, oh, you put it back on the blech? He says, no, I put it on the table. She says, you did what? He says, I put it on the table. The table is fleishig, it's okay. She says, what do you mean? How are we going to put it back on the blech? We have guests tomorrow morning, I was planning on serving that soup. Answer, being that they had in mind to put it back, if worst comes to worst, they did put it back, put it down on the table or on a chair, and they didn't hold on to it, b'di'eved, we say you could still put it back. Okay? L'chatchila, the way to do it is to have in mind and keep holding it. But if you put it down, b'di'eved, we say, you know what, if you did it, okay, you could still put it back. The reason behind it is that the Gemara doesn't clearly say it is prohibited. The Gemara asks a question. If you put it down on a chair or a table or something like that, can you put it back? And the Gemara doesn't really give an answer. So out of doubt, we're stringent. We say, out of doubt, don't do it. But if you did it, you don't have to lose your hot Shabbos meal. You could still put it back, being that you have the other condition, which is the more important condition, and that is you had in mind to put it back. Now what happens if it's the other way? You took it off the blech thinking, okay, tonight we're eating the soup, we're not going to have it tomorrow. And as you're holding it in your hand, your wife says, you had in mind we're putting it back on the blech, right? You say, no. Same thing. Worst comes to worst, you could still put it back because you still have it in your hand. So long as you have one of the two conditions in a b'di'eved situation, you could still put it back. Barur?
Yeah,
clear?
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. Interesting. Actually, that really is useful. I have a situation, I've seen this.
I understand.
Now